This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, March 15th. Well, cattle markets had big outside days lower yesterday in both lives and feeders. So that's the second outside day lower in the last 5 days. And with live cattle, it's at the top end of this rally. So the market clearly is struggling here. We get the outside day lower. We don't really get a lot of follow through from the last one. Market comes back, puts in a new high yesterday, and then fails yet again. So it's pretty shaky ground, it seems like, for both feeders and the live cattle. But I think in particular for live cattle, we've seen the cash market stabilize, basically be flat the last couple weeks. We've seen the box beef value creep higher, but it's on very light volume. So slaughter weights are going up. Packers have clearly slowed down the chain speeds, trying to maintain their margins. But either A, they're going to have to suddenly come into the market and buy a lot of cattle, or it's going to back up a lot of cattle and the feedlots are going to find themselves behind on the marketings. I think we'll know here fairly soon what the answer to that will be. But this is the time of year where usually retailers are stocking up on beef, getting ready for that grilling season. We just haven't seen that this year. I think if the demand was there from the retail sector, the packers would be able to force these box beef values a lot higher, and their margins would be short up that they could pay higher. So clearly something is amiss. Otherwise, we would just be pushing higher. So normally, this time of year, we do tend to put in seasonal highs anywhere from mid-March to early April. We're right in the beginning part of that window, but the market is giving us some sell signals. And yesterday was a pretty big one. Now, it's possible that the packers are just trying to really press the market to give feedlots some wiggle room on some short hedges and kind of lift out of those hedges so they can move some cattle. That could be the case. But again, you know, the second outside day lower, coming off of a sideways pattern for the last few weeks, I think is a pretty big red flag. And we're going to take this sell signal until it proves us wrong, basically, until the market comes back and takes out yesterday's high, I think, for both lives and feeders. So some pretty big red flags, I think, being thrown up in the cattle space that perhaps we're just running out of gas, at least in the short term. On the cash market, we had more cattle trading around 185. That was steady with a week ago and steady with where we were earlier in the week. Box beef values were higher. Choice up 96 cents at 311. Select up 65 cents at 302. The spread gained 31 cents. We're sitting at 909. Movement, another light day, just 106 loads. So we're actually, you know, believe it or not, running behind where we were a week ago, and that was the lowest we've seen in weeks and weeks of a non-holiday week. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head, picking up a little bit. For the week, we're sitting at 473,000. It's still down 11,000 from a week ago, and it's down 25,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash trading around 7,700 head on Wednesday at average price 254. So that's far better than we were the previous days at 246. And in fact, that's the highest price we've seen ever. That's an all-time high. So the seven-day average, that pulled it up at 27 cents. We're sitting at 248.46, which is now about a dollar higher than the front month futures. So futures going to have to bump up here to catch up with the cash or vice versa. But it looks like the cash market is holding strong. You're sitting at all-time highs. Still demand for these calves. I think that, you know, that's typical this time of year. You're, you know, trying to secure calves for grass and the feedlots, of course. But these are, again, all-time high prices. Producers are opting just to sell the calves rather than retain heifers. That seems to be the general sentiment. Export sales for beef yesterday, pretty low. In fact, it was a marketing year low at 11,200 tons. Taiwan and Japan both took 2,300. Mexico and China both took 1,700. Pork export sales also a fairly low, 24,900. Mexico took 11,100. Japan, 5,700. South Korea, 4,100. And China took 3,900. So not a lot to point at there that we could be shoring up our cash prices. So I think the live cattle are going to be the first to roll over here, and feeders will follow. Corn prices, I think, are still headed down, so that's going to be helpful for feeders, but it's not all that helpful for live cattle. If the feedlots are going to push back against the packers with their light slaughter rates, you know, feed is cheap. It's easy to put on weight, especially with these very high prices. So that could be very tempting for feedlots to give it a week or two and see if they can squeeze the packer a little bit more. But I think that window is going to close fairly quickly on them as far as the seasonal opportunities. So we'll see where we go. But these are pretty big sell signals yesterday. We'll see what kind of follow through we get, and we'll take it from there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.